This is Mark Hostetler with the law firm of Blackwell Sanders in St. Louis. Past couple of presentations, we've discussed FDA's progress toward an import food safety program. Today, we'll be looking at comments made in testimony by the Government Accountability Office with its impressions of steps being taken by the Food and Drug Administration. On January 29th, the United States Government Accountability Office, or GAO, presented testimony to the House of Representatives Subcommittee of Oversight and Investigations Committee on Energy and Commerce. The testimony by the GAO was prompted by a number of factors, including recent E. coli and salmonella outbreaks, and publication of the FDA's Food Protection Plan and the President's Action Plan for Import Safety. Both of these programs were discussed in prior presentations. The testimony details the GAO's assessment of the FDA's current ability to pursue its regulatory and legislative proposals to enhance food safety. The testimony repeats the concerns of the report from FDA's Science Board, FDA Science and Mission at Risk, adds that safety is part of GAO's high-risk series, and that inconsistent oversight, ineffective coordination, and inefficient use of resources warrant what the GAO calls a fundamental re-examination of the federal food safety system. While the testimony offers specific examples of staffing and funding shortfalls in light of new threats, for example, terrorism, and FDA responsibilities, for example, the consistent rapid growth in domestic food production facilities and imports, FDA's focus in testimony was on the organizational changes which can be used to leverage current resources available to FDA and other food safety organizations of the federal government. FDA's Food Protection Plan has asked for the authority to enter into equivalence agreements, meaning the certification of countries whose food safety plan is equivalent to the United States, and seeks authority for third-party inspectors. The GAO concurs and recommends additionally that FDA consider the use of private labs for safety testing. The GAO testimony identifies certain areas of what it calls overlap, where streamlining could reduce duplication, cost, and improve food safety. These include dual inspection authority for USDA and FDA inspectors at plant where meat and non-meat food items are both produced, closer cooperation among FDA and USDA inspectors at ports of entry and other food import opportunities, joint inspector training programs between FDA and USDA, coordination of recall authority among food safety regulatory agencies, noting that while the Food Protection Plan calls for additional regulatory authority, the definition of key terms and powers to implement that authority, such as penalties for noncompliance and quantification of undue delay in responding to a recall, are lacking. The testimony asks FDA to look at the expansion of the category of high-risk foods, with the potential for looking at expanding the HACCP type criteria to foods not subject to the current seafood and juice programs, for example. The testimony focuses particularly on a lack of detail from FDA on how it intends to fund its additional requested inspection powers. It also asks FDA to provide more information on how it intends to meet its proposed obligations under the Food Protection Plan. Citing specific management issues as the concern, the GAO testimony does make a couple of specific recommendations, both of which would represent dramatic changes to the current food safety regulatory structure. First of all, the appointment of a chief operating officer or a chief management officer to, as the testimony says, elevate, integrate, and institutionalize responsibility for key management functions. And secondly, an overlying commission to produce specific practical recommendations that Congress can enact. The commission structure could potentially offer more informed policy options to Congress, but would need a clear mandate and specific authority, would require clear executive branch support, must work openly in the public interest, and must include a balanced and capable membership to build a consensus, be accountable to the Congress and the President, and, of course, be adequately funded. The GAO testimony concluded that FDA's Food Protection Plan is a good step forward, but urges FDA to also, in its words, leverage its present resources, yield up more information to Congress on how it, FDA, intends to carry out its own recommendations, and to be responsive to recommendations for management changes which might streamline and bolster the FDA food safety mission. This is Mark Hostiller with Blackwell Sanders in St. Louis. Take care.